Everyone, welcome to the Public Relations and Fellowship Development Workshop. I'm glad you are here. I'd like to start this meeting off with a moment of silence.
Is your mic on? Because we can only hear you.
Really?
Now I hear you.
Okay. Honestly, I have a really loud voice, but can everyone hear me? Because sometimes I forget to talk into the mic, but I know that we want to capture things. And sometimes I'm actually going to repeat back things people say to make sure that it gets recorded as well. But I want to start the meeting off with a moment of silence. Think about public relations, right? And then we're going to have the wee version of the Serenity Prayer. God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thank you. So again, Tana, Attic, and welcome to the Public Relations Fellowship Development Workshop here at Western States Learning Day. This is an exciting workshop. We have a lot of handouts that Dee is going to be handing out shortly. We're going to start this off with the talking about the strategic plan. This is one of the projects. We have a project that was approved by the conference participants, by our fellowship at the World Service Conference we just had in April. Six projects, and this is about one of them. It's a public relations fellowship development effort to help increase the understanding and awareness of the relationship between fellowship development and public relations, how, in a sense, all FD is PR. It is necessary to grow our fellowship, and we're having a particular focus on zones for this project plan, on how we can collaborate, would the zones like to collaborate on some public relations and fellowship development work together. So that's the focus of this project. This is actually the language from the project plan and objective number 6 of the strategic plan. I think it's on page 11 of the strategic plan, and that's going to be one of the handouts here. So if you don't have a strategic plan, if you didn't get one, or if you haven't seen it, we have a big collection of handouts here. It'll have the full plan in it, which contains six projects that were approved at the conference. Another one of them is the one we did at 9 o'clock in this room about a toolbox for conventions and events, best practices and tools and guidelines for that, and events and conventions. So there are several projects that we'll be working on this cycle. So why is public relations essential to fellowship development? And you can see here, this is from our membership survey pamphlet. It's available. If you're all PR servants, you've seen it. You know there's a new one out. We do these every couple of years. And the number one reason, or the number one source that influences people to attend Narcotics Anonymous is the one in blue, 46% treatment facility and counseling agencies recommending us to addicts seeking recovery, a new way of life. 43% are members find out about Narcotics Anonymous from an existing NA member. 31 family, I was one of those. Somebody in my family called a helpline and had them mail, you know, a meeting list to my house, and I got it, you know, it wasn't a house, it was like a basement apartment I was living in, and lo and behold, this meeting list shows up in my mailbox. Others received it through service efforts, through literature, somebody from another fellowship or some other way. So the connection's pretty clear why public relations is essential to fellowship development. Importance of planning. This is our planning cycle, and we're in the cycle right now. We've been talking a lot about planning, and planning is actually, might even be a spiritual principle, to be honest with you, okay? This is our planning cycle here that we work with at World Services, that the whole World Service Conference cycle and what the delegates are working towards. We're in the phase right now of gathering information. We're at this top blue point, right? So we had at the conference itself, the delegates conveyed the conscience of the region, says these are the items from the survey we picked. These are our priorities for the projects that we want to be working on over these next couple of years in the cycle. And having said that, we're in the information gathering phase, which is something we did this morning. We started that with the convention and events workshop, gathering information. We'll be doing that here. Through that, we identify the priorities, we brainstorm, we figure out what it is that we need to know, what is it we need to do, what are you doing in your region,
what's your experience, capture that, and we'll be bringing it 2018, based on this 2 years of planning, the project plan to the conference at 2018, right? We're going to write it up in the conference approval track, in the PAC, and say, here is the 2 years of information, what we learned, what we've gathered, what we've heard, what you guys have inputted in emails, phone calls, workshops, and this is the project as we understand it going forward. You know, is this what you want? Bring this back to your communities. And that'll get voted on at the 2018 CAR. And then the following 2 years, we'll actually be creating it. So we're in this planning phase right now. The project itself is, as I described it, with a particular focus at zonal forums. So it's sort of two sides to the project. First is creating a greater understanding of the relationship between public relations and fellowship development, but also seeing what zones would like to try doing some collaboration, working together, creating some plans between us where we can, you know, help in whatever way the zones want, those zones who offer a public relations person and say, yeah, we do want to work with you on creating something for our zone, for our regions, some action plan that we can do together to get collaboration going on a PR effort. So that's the other side of this particular objective. So everybody here is currently on a public relations committee now or has been. Raise your hand if you are currently or have been. So that's most everybody here, right? Most everybody already has fellowship development experience or PR experience, seeing a lot of nodding heads, absolutely. And we're all here today to learn, right? So we've got some really cool stuff for you. We're going to show you some videos in a moment. And these videos relate to the actual public relations and fellowship development planning efforts, and then the efforts that follow the plan, right? So there's making the plan, and then there's the execution of the plan. We have the plan itself written, and it's going to be one of our handouts today, of Brazil, of the Brazil Zone's public relations and fellowship development plan that was created over a number of several months that World Services was fortunate enough to be able to assist the Brazil Zone with, to work with them. That was done in advance before the convention. And then we also have one from the Canadian Zone for you too. So let's check this out, Brazil.
Meu nome é César, eu sou um adicto e só por hoje sem uso de drogas há 10 anos, 11 meses e 15 dias. E a mais importante é hoje, não usei, não vou usar. E hoje eu sirvo como coordenador de relações públicas do Fórum Zonal Brasileiro. Eu estou fazendo esse vídeo para contar um pouco de como a nossa parceria com o Naus tem sido bem sucedida. Nós tivemos os primeiros contatos há alguns meses, uns 6 meses antes da Convenção Mundial, para elaborar um plano de contingente para informação ao público. Né, e, na verdade, isso tem sido bem sucedido. Né? Nós temos continuado esse contato, temos trocado informações e temos tido muito proveito e alguns benefícios para a nossa comunidade com relação a isso. A principal coisa que a gente vê que foi um sucesso na nossa parceria com o Naus foi a organização. Então, fomos instruídos por eles de como poderíamos organizar nossas ações de informação ao público. A gente determinou algumas metas de RP para informar o governo, os profissionais da área médica e profissionais que trabalham com adicção aqui no país. O sistema de justiça terapêutica tem sido uma parceria muito interessante, temos tido muito proveito com ela. Nosso contato com a mídia, Aí aproveitamos, atualizamos nosso site com as informações, as listas de reuniões, os nossos telefones de linha de ajuda. Entramos em contato com as instituições de ensino também, com escolas, né, e a polícia militar e os paramédicos. Tudo isso tem tido bastante sucesso. Assim, a gente tem sido muito requisitado. O nosso número de e-mails na informações que fale conosco no site aumentou de 8 e-mails diários para quase 20. A gente tem uma média de 15 a 20 e-mails todos os dias para pedido de informações. Bom dia, meu nome é César, eu sou um adicto e só por hoje, sem uso de drogas, entramos em contato com as instituições de ensino também, com escolas, né, e a polícia militar e os paramédicos. Tudo isso tem tido bastante sucesso. Assim, a gente tem sido muito requisitado. O nosso número de e-mails na informação que fale conosco no site aumentou de 8 e-mails diários para quase 20. A gente tem uma média de 15 a 20 e-mails todos os dias para pedido de informações.
Oh, please.
Not that worked 2 days ago. So, challenging.
It was near the end of the video right there.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we had another couple of minutes, but let me try one thing. Just be patient, guys, and I'll see if this gives me a better result.
That was actually like up to date. It's only been in their last, that was 6 months prior to their convention.
They began working on their public relations strategy 6 months prior to the World Convention. This video was made, I think, for WSLD.
No, yes.
It was.
On Tuesday, and they made this for us.
This was made on Tuesday. We were not able to do a live Skype in.
So, didn't we do a live one in Milwaukee, though?
Yes.
In Brazil?
It was live in Milwaukee, and these are the same people that Skype is.
Yeah. Right, we were not able to do that at this facility, so we recorded it.
Informar o governo.
We were at a past
220. Contar com a tem tido bastante sucesso para pedir de informações.
Okay. Well, I want to let you know while you're setting up the Canadian one, we actually will be handing out the 3.5-page strategy from Brazil. They basically looked at the vision statement, right, which guides all of our services, right, and came up with what their goals were, which was to create public relations strategies so to reach the public, to reach non-addicts and addicts, to reach medical professionals, criminal justice professionals, education. And mind you, Brazil is a country about the size of the United States. It's a few thousand miles long. A lot of schools, a lot of courts. A lot of law enforcement. It's not a small place whatsoever. And then they came up with different strategies on how to achieve each of those goals. And all of that is documented here, the different things that they were going to do to reach the medical professionals. You know, from attending the conferences to, you know, actually making direct contact with them. So this is one of the handouts. The other one we have recorded is from Canada, which I believe is also live at MZSS, as you just pointed out. And this recording was done this week to hear the Canadian sounds.
Just to make everyone even crazier, I'm going to try one more time with Brazil. Okay?
Okay. There was a little bit more left of that?
There was.
Okay.
There was a good 2 minutes, so I just don't know.
Bom dia.
Oh, 2 minutes left?
Meu nome é César, eu sou um adicto e faz que trabalho com a adicção aqui no país. Tudo isso tem...
No, I'm sorry. It's been corrupted somehow.
Okay. So that's unfortunate. So technology is pretty amazing, but it's not perfect, as we all know.
So let us go to
Canada.
I'm not a Inuit. I live in the British Columbia, Canada region of Canada, that's it, and one member of the Canadian Assembly of Narcotics Anonymous, also known as CAN. We've been doing strategic planning for probably about the last 10 years now, and NA World Services has been helping us do that. They come in and they don't run the meeting, but they help us stay on track and stay directed and help us to continue with our strategic plan. Every time that they haven't been involved, we lose momentum, we lose direction, and we don't follow through on what we're planning on doing. Each year we go through what our weaknesses are, what our strengths are, where we want to improve for the future, and NA staff helps to keep us on track. They don't direct us in any way, shape, or form, but they help us stay on track and stay in the direction that we as a body decide to go. We've been doing a lot of PR and FD efforts in the past couple of years, and I've made some notes so I don't forget what we've done. Last year, we aired 250 public service announcements on our national TV station. We actually aired a total of 500. We did it in conjunction with the regions. The Canadian Assembly paid for 250, and the regions paid for another 250. So we had PSAs about Narcotics Anonymous airing across the country for a three-month period over the last this past summer. This following year, we're planning on doing another 250 spots in English-speaking, and another, I believe it's 100 spots in French-speaking. We didn't have French PSAs last year, but for this coming year, we're planning on getting French PSAs so that we can share the message of Narcotics Anonymous with our French-speaking people as well. We also attended and are planning to attend up to six different conferences, medical conferences. A few that we've targeted are Mental Health Association of Canada, Counseling and Psychotherapy Association of Canada, and the Canadian Centre on Substance Abuse. The beautiful thing about our zone is it comprises all five regions in Canada. Our zone is our country. It makes it so much easier to target things on a national level. Everything we target is on a national level because, as I said, our zone is our country. So we can blanket the entire nation. Makes it pretty good. It works out quite well. We've got a 1-800 and toll-free number that goes across the country. We have a national website, which is what we put on our PSAs. So when someone sees one of our PSAs anywhere across the country, they can contact one number, one website. From those phone numbers and websites, it connects to the regional websites and phone lines, which then connect to the areas and provide information that way. We have, this year we're attending CSAM, which is the same, the Canadian Centre of Abuse, CSAM is the same as ASAM, American Substance Abuse, something. And it's being held in conjunction with ISAM, which is the International Substance Abuse Counselors, I believe it is. This is collaboration at its finest. The people manning our booth is going to be from the Quebec region. Canadian Assembly is paying for the booth, and NA World Services is going to be presenting. So it's a collaboration of three levels of service, which I think is the best thing we could ever have. This year, our new projects that we're planning on doing is we're going to be hosting a professional event. I'm not sure which professionals we're going to target yet, but we're hoping to provide CEUs, which are continuing education certifications, which helps bring professionals, gives them incentive to come and attend. We're also trying to build a relationship with the RCMP, which is our national police force. We're going to try and target speaking to the higher-ups in that organization to explain how Narcotics Anonymous can help and can be a resource for them. And we are going to be contacting Corrections Canada, which controls all of the federal penitentiaries across Canada. And we're going to be asking for standardization clearance forms. Currently, each facility, even though they're all federal, they're all regulated by the same board. Each facility has different levels of clearance, different requirements. and the Office of Center of Excellence. Because if you get cleared in one penitentiary, you may not be able to get cleared in another. And we're asking for standardization to make it easier. This half, we're also doing translations. We have, in the north of our country, there is vast amounts of space, lots of small communities, and a total of six meetings. There's a lot of addicts up in the north that could really use our program, but it's just not there for them. There's 26 different languages, native languages in the north, and in the past, we've heard Inuktitut, which is basically the Inuit language. We've translated IP number one into Inuktitut. We still need to get it translated back into English to check for conceptual fidelity. And we're hoping to get that completed in the next year. We've also we're working on translating IP number one into James Bay Cree, which is Northern Cree. There's like five different dialects of Cree, so we've targeted one, and we're hoping to get that completed in the next year as well. That's pretty much all the projects that we have. We've got a lot going on the go, considering we're only five regions. We seem to get a lot done. And I thank Animal World Services for asking me to share this information with you. And yeah, thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Deb. That's pretty cool, right? So we also have the handout of the Kenna ACNA strategic plan for their 2015-2016 year. So, and we're going to hand this out, but I just want to highlight the approach on both of these, the Brazilian one and the Canadian one. So they identified different goals. Their first goal, for example, was improving external recognition of Narcotics Anonymous in Canada, and that refers to professionals and government agencies. And they came up with, like, what approaches would help them achieve this goal. One approach was to reach communities where there is no Narcotics Anonymous. Another approach was to use a mail-out campaign. And yet another approach was to attend professional events. And within each of those approaches, they came up with action lists. What do we need to do to make that approach real? How do we, you know, make the PSA? Where would we show the PSA? How can we collaborate with the local communities and regions in getting these PSAs on and in producing them and having them be reflected in the content of the PSA? Same thing with the mail out. Let's create a template for letters that we could be mailing out. Let us create mailing lists of who would these letters that we have templates for go out to. Highly, highly organized. So NAS did work with CANA as well as with Brazil on these, just leading them through the steps to help create a zonal, you know, public relations FD action plan. And this will be among the handouts that we'll be giving you guys today. So is there any other, before we get into, Dee's going to hand out the materials that we have. Is there any other zonal experience, zonal PR, FD experience anybody wants to share with us before we go into our large group discussion? Hi.
My name is John. I'm an addict.
Hey, John.
I'm from SVG&A, Modesto area. And I'm on the committee to start PNR in our area. And so the reason I'm here, I'm also our H&I chairperson, so I'm here to learn about this.
Nice.
Because right now, with the committee that we got going on to get this going, we have some personality conflicts at times. It needs to be this way, you know. And I've been trying to bring up some of the pamphlets that, you know, from Narcotics Anonymous, and some of our members don't want to go by them or read them. So at times it's challenging, but I know one way or another this is going to work out, so that's why I'm here.
Fantastic, thank you. Well, and I hope you'll be pleased to know, I'm sure most of the delegates know this, we recently sent out a communication to the delegates saying, you know, check in with your zone, check in with your region, would your zone be interested in collaborating with us on some sort of public relations fellowship development plan for your zone, for the regions in your zone. Let us know if you'd like to do that and experiment during this two-year planning cycle. And we've gotten some positive responses. Yeah, Beth.
And Beth, the Southeast Zone is considering that. We'll be discussing it further in December when we meet, the first week of December.
Nice.
There'll also, we are having the Florida Service Symposium where we do have a round table with the discussions, and the zone will be present there to see. The symposium has now almost become a zonal symposium, except we're not willing to give the symposium up to the zone. They're probably going to have one of their own as well. but they do attend there. There's a zonal meeting there, so in effect, there is the PR effort at the zone at that thing. NOS has always been very involved and instrumental in the implementation of what goes on at that symposium.
And that'd be the last week of March, right?
March 23rd through the 26th in Tampa.
There you go, March 23rd through 26th in Tampa. Just saying. Yes.
Just a second. This isn't so much for zonal, but piggyback on the gentleman here. I've noticed in certain regions or areas, not just the PR, but many committees that are struggling or rebuilding or building from the ground up, it's always good to reach out to the local areas or regions that have predecessors that have been of service that can emphasize what it says in certain literature and keep their personalities conflict-free.
Good suggestion.
We've learned that quite a bit. They're very, the EIE, they're very big on the drug court orientations.
Right.
And I just got shot down in the area I'm trying to rebuild by the courts. So it all depends on the willingness I've learned. You know, I tried to do what I could, it got shot down. But anytime we're struggling, we reach out to our surrounding areas or regions for support or education.
Right.
And the PR handbook.
Okay. Thank you. Matt.
I don't know if this is the right place in this workshop to bring this up, but when you mentioned conference cycles and zonal forums, I wonder how many people actually understand what a conference cycle is and what zones are, let alone the issue I'm seeing is breaking down the barriers between these arbitrary geographic boundaries we've drawn up called areas to get more cooperation within our own region.
Well, that's an interesting point that you raise. And how many here are familiar with their zones in the communities where you live? Raise your hand. Okay, so maybe about half, a little bit more than half of the people here work with their zones.
Zones. What do you? I kind of understand the concept of that, but I mean, I'm from Northern California. We call it area. Okay, the same thing.
Yeah, no, the areas and the zones would be different service bodies. So we have, as you know, our areas are providing services for the groups in whatever geographic shape your area takes care of. So it provides local services. And the areas tend to belong to regions. Not all of them do, but most belong to a region which may provide services and share experience and do other things for the areas that are within its regions. And then most regions around the world, and you'll be getting one of these, thank you. This is a zonal map, and just about most of the regions on the planet belong to one zone or another. In the United States, we have 8 zones, and outside of the United States, we have 7 zones. And this chart is pretty phenomenal. It was created by NOS staff, actually put together the information that came to us from all of the regional delegates. You know how you do those, the regional reports before the conference report, the whole long questionnaire that you guys do? That's where we get this information from the regions directly, who are telling us what services are in the zones, how many regions are in the zones, how frequently does your zone meet, what services does it provide, if any, some do, some don't. And we have found that there's differences, in all of the zones. Some of them are highly functional. Some of them provide significant numbers of services. I think Brazil and Canada here are good examples of certainly of public relations services that these particular zones provide. And others, provide fewer services and are much more a sharing of best practices and discussions. So the zones are service bodies that exist. And in this particular project plan, this project plan that came out of the conference, that's in the strategic plan, is about providing a greater understanding to the fellowship at large on the connection and importance of fellowship development and PR and what that relationship and nexus is. And it's also about offering to the existing, 15 zones in the world that already exist now, like, would you like to collaborate on something? You want to try something out, with World Services together to serve your regions, to serve your areas, your groups, where your zone is, wherever that may be. You want to try something together. And those two elements are what this project plan is about and what we're talking about in this workshop here. So anyway, I think that you guys will definitely find this helpful. So do you want to, Dee's going to lead us in the discussion portion of this workshop.
So before we get too far away from those videos and down some other rabbit hole, let's try to remember some of what they talked about. And talk about what were some of the key elements of their success stories, the Brazil and Canada stories, and then any of, you know, the comments that were made here from people in the room. So what do you think are some of the key elements in those stories? Justice?
Chapter 2, Core Principles out of the PR Handbook, talks about unity and communication are my key two when I'm approaching the public. And I think both of those videos spoke very highly of communication. And not just hearing the person, but listening and being able to respectfully and responsibly respond to how we can help them help the community and vice versa.
So, two-way communication. It's not just about giving information to the public, it's about developing a relationship with the public.
It goes so much deeper. It's not just verbal or hearing, it's written, it's punctuality, response time, respect level. I mean, you can umbrella so many categories of communication, not just responding, but responsibly, respectfully, with the correct information. You know, not a month later, but I don't know, 2 days later. Or let me get back to you, I don't have an answer. You know, just staying in contact with those professionals lets them know that you're serious with pursuing our primary purpose.
Okay, thanks, Justin. Yes?
My name is John Stillman. Another part for me is the way we act and talk in public, wearing Narcotics Anonymous shirts and stuff. Because people look at us, you know, aren't they supposed to be getting better? Aren't they supposed to be getting well? And I mean, that, and I see a lot of it, people in our area wearing Narcotics Anonymous stuff and still acting the same way that it is. So for me, that's a part of a public relations, because the public sees that. And that's where I've learned to take it a little bit further than just what we do, you know, taking meetings into the jails or, you know, or the different communities and stuff.
Okay, great. So as you're considering your PRFD plan, that's something you want to be sure to be aware of, that you may need to do some education in your local MA community with our members about how their behavior in public and in relationship to the meeting facilities and those sorts of folks, that has an effect on our overall public relations image, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, go ahead.
My name is Robert Maddox from Mesa, Arizona. In the industry that I work in somewhat of a sales industry. And when it comes to sales, not that we are doing any type of sales or trying to promote anything, but we are absolutely, when we're getting in touch with these facilities, different organizations, we are trying to get the idea of what we believe in as far as a fellowship goes. So I think when it comes to, like in my job role, when I'm trying to assess somebody's needs and get to know somebody so I can offer the appropriate product, it's less about me waiting for the chance to respond and reply so I can throw a pitch at them, and more about me listening so I can understand them, so that I can actually understand what is important and how I can help them based on what I offer as a company.
Okay.
I think with NA it's the same thing. I need to be able to listen to these facilities and these directors of these facilities to understand what they do as a facility. And then I can sit here and say, okay, well, based on my traditions and our concepts of service, here's how we can align with what you do and partner with them, rather than we are acting clean and this is what we're going to do. We don't like to talk, because if we're doing that, we're not acting any differently than what else I have drugs.
Right. And did you see that concept in what Cesar and Deb shared? Was that a part of their success?
Especially with Deborah, the Canadian lady, she was reaching out to all kinds of different communities, and she took a list and she was following through and seeing how can they best assist them and not tell them, you know, to get the best information. She
so again, collaboration, education, mentoring, all that, right? Andrew?
Well, yes, that last 15 seconds kind of covers what I was going to say, but I'll add that they asked for help, they used resources, they reached out to NAS and other resources and said, hey, can you please help us with this? And they searched guidance and collaboration.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. What did they do to ensure success in their plans?
Again, they were just, they were willing to learn. They opened up their ears to the cause, from what I heard of that, and that the Brazilian gentleman, you know, without going into so many details, because I don't know, but clearly didn't really have any direction to go in. You know, and then learned some stuff, probably read some literature, and then had direction from Nas. And before you know it, all you need is some willingness. I heard a lot of willingness and education, and they ran with it. Now, it sounded like they're kicking some ass, so.
Yes.
Okay. So the World Convention was held in June. When did they start planning this PR effort related to the World Convention?
6 months before.
Six months before? So planning and doing some advanced thinking about what you're doing, right? There was a lady back there, did she leave?
She's right here.
Oh, go ahead, there you go.
It's a lot of willingness, and from what I thought out, that there was a lot of willingness and a lot of, you know, just willing to do. But from my experience, what I'm getting, and in my area, I'm moving to the area sometimes, it's hard to attract people to have the willingness to come out and support the need to be done, the things that need to get done. For instance, like we're struggling with having to get into the juvenile hall, the East Lake, in our area for the kids. And we were able to go in the beginning at first, and we put it out there for being a GSR myself as well, and took the information back to the meeting and asked for participation from other addicts that would be willing to come in and just share their experience, faith, and hope, and we getting shut down. And we only, right now, we have one person that's carrying the message alone, and that person, it's hard to carry the message alone when the, like the Canadian woman said, that different facilities and institutions have different rules and guidelines that you cannot come in. And like, I was able to come in one time, and then the second time I was not able to come in. You know, so it's hard when you have one person trying to carry the load, and how do we attract others to make it, to help participate? That's why we're struggling at right now.
So it's one thing to come up with a PR plan with 10 things that you want to do over the next 2 years to you know, do some public relations and fellowship development in the community, right? But if you don't have anybody to do that work, then what is the plan? So your plan has to include what?
Resources.
Something about resources and where you're going to get those resources. I'm going to take Viv, and then we're going to break up into some small group talk, okay?
I mean, what I saw was that they set specific goals, and then they followed through to see how they were progressing on meeting those goals.
Correct.
Rather than having an abstract of 10 goals and being wishy-washy, they were very specific in their goals, and they were specific in their follow-through, and I think that was one of the measures.
Right.
Yeah.
Specific, measurable goals, to be able to go back and say, this is, we plan to do these two things, and we expected this from it. And then to do the follow-up to say, how did we do on that? Okay, so what we're going to do, I know there's more thoughts and energy, but we're going to try to break into small groups, and I apologize, guys, we didn't want to reset the room because, you know, that costs money. We just had a conversation about that. So what we're going to do is ask you to sort of cluster yourselves. There are about 40 people in the room, so when we go to the four corners of the room, you will end up with about 10 people per cluster. So if you want to go ahead and move yourselves, and I'm going to bring them on the chair.
Here, we have a handout.
in charge.
You're our note taker, apparently. I just want to
Can everyone hear us here? Is this mic working? All right, Dee's going to explain what we're going to do in the small groups now.
Okay, so take a minute to just be quiet for a moment, please. So the information is on the screen for you to see. What we want you to do is talk about how your region or zone can apply some of these elements that we've been talking about. Planning, collaboration, education, developing resources, all of those things. So how can you include some of those elements in the FDPR work that you're doing, and how will that help your fellowship development and PR efforts? That all makes sense? And just so you know, we gave one packet per group, but we're going to come around now and give you some individual copies of the materials that are in that packet, okay?
Dee, can you tell me again, what are the elements that we're asking if you could apply in your region or in your zone?
So we're talking about collaboration, planning, education, those sorts of things. The things that we put up on the post-it notes.
All right. And how long are we in these groups for?
We are going to give you, what time is it?
11:18.
We have until 11:45. So we're going to give you 15 minutes.
15 minutes in the small groups.
You're going to have 15 minutes. You might want to have somebody in the group serve as your facilitator just to ensure that the conversation flows and everybody gets a chance to share. And also, this is very important, choose one person in your group to be your recorder or your scribe and keep track of your notes, because we're going to ask for you to hand those in and for you to report back to us in a few minutes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Same there. So Thank you.
drugs,
and we're going to
Got about three more minutes in your small groups. 3 minutes.
You want them to prioritize, don't you? In the profile. You want them to choose.
Yeah, so we wanted the last 15 minutes, which is going to be about 12 minutes. So we're going to ask each group to just tell us one of the most promising ideas.
Yeah, but they're going to need to have that.
We're going
to
give them that?
Give them a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Just to have that conversation.
When there is a few minutes left.
Which I think okay. We're into.
No.
When do you finish?
This ends at 11:45. And it is...
Yeah.
It's 11:31. Right, we have 14 minutes. But when we started, it's 11:18, so we have 15 minutes. So we have three more. So we'll stop with 12 minutes left here, hopefully, from one of each of the groups. So we'll have 12 minutes left.
Yeah, you
have each group tell us. Right, we'll have 12 minutes. One person from each group tell us. And then can get your stars. And
No, there's no stars.
They don't have to do this. They just have to decide amongst their group.
They're prioritizing
what they want to show.
In a small group.
So we should tell them that now.
I would, yeah. I think you want to give them.
So in these last couple of minutes, if you could, in your small group, prioritize the one idea that you're going to tell the whole room about. So select one idea from your small group that you'll tell the whole room about. Can you guys hear me? I'm better without the microphone.
Yeah. In your small group right now, pick out one thing. Pick out the one thing in your small group that you've come up with that you want to share with the whole room. We're going to wrap up these small groups, and you're each going to tell the whole room the one best thing that you came up with in your group. Okay, two more minutes. Large group discussion here. Each group has picked out its one item that they're going to share with the large group. It's hard to get them to stop. So if we can turn our attention back to the whole room and share with everybody. How do you wrap up,
something like
Alright, so we're going to get started and call in on first number one in the front here. The first one to return to large group. This one will be last.
Ladies and gentlemen, can we all be quiet while this group shares?
I don't think they can hear you. Hold on just one second. So I can see that the small group discussions are really productive, right? We don't need to wait until the WSLD to have these discussions in our service bodies. So we're going to hear from each group now what your top item was that was prioritized. I'm going to start off with this trip here.
Bonner Adams.
Hey, Bonner.
Better planning for follow through and follow up after individual PR efforts to evaluate the impact of that.
Better planning and better follow up after.
And follow through.
And follow through.
Yeah.
Okay. After planning the PR efforts.
Yeah.
Okay.
And all the follow through and follow up and the evaluation, that all comes under better planning.
Okay, so number one priority was improving the planning and the follow through
yes.
on the PR plan. Thank you, Bonner. Okay, group number two behind you. Hi, Heidi. So creating realistic assignments and tasks that can be given to each member who shows up for the PR meeting. Okay. Fantastic. An all-inclusive list of assignments and tasks that everybody can be a part of. Okay. Right over there. Hey, Justice.
We had a whole lot of things, but we were able to sum it all up into follow through with thorough communication in all of our PR attempts, no matter what it is, whether it's racks in drugstores or bus bench ads, professional relationships, public relationships with the schools. None of it really means nothing and won't go anywhere without thorough communication follow up.
Thorough communication, so follow up on each of the action items right. that have been planned and the strategy, the follow up for each of them.
Absolutely.
Doesn't mean anything without follow up, so. Okay, thank you. Eric.
Hi, I'm Eric. So, our focus more on communication and sort of lack of communication through the service structure.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Ours focus more on communication and sort of lack of communication through the service structure, so we wrote this little sentence here that identify underserved communities, encourage local participation, and facilitate communication through the different levels of the service structure in order to support continuity of message.
Okay, I'll do that again one sentence at a time.
Sure. Because we wanted to get them all in there.
Yeah, we did want to get it in there.
So first was identify underserved communities.
Identify underserved communities.
Okay. Encourage local participation.
Encourage local participation.
And facilitate communication through the different levels of the service structure.
Facilitate communication through the different levels
right.
of the
so
service
structure.
For example,
structure. We had an example of the fellow here in the Spanish area who doesn't really have PR, you know, in Los Angeles, in the
right.
area, and how he could reach out to, you know, the region that he belongs to, right, in order to be able to get connected and he's already doing that and he's finding some results in terms of like now they have a hotline again and they didn't before.
Fantastic. All right, so I hope the recorder for each group can turn in the note sheet that you have so we can capture and document what each small group came up with. Before you leave, let us have that. And again, we have sent out an email communication to each conference participant, which are the delegates and the alternate delegates. asking if you'd like to collaborate, if you want to try something together in the zone that you belong to, wherever that zone may be, and with World Services to initiate a PRFD strategy together. If we can assist you in creating that plan, creating the projects, the tasks, the assignments, the timeline, assist you with developing it, and with the follow-through, and with the follow-up, with that vital follow-through to help ensure that, that the goals are achieved. So if you talk to your zones about it, bring it up at your regions, and hopefully we'll see if we've already, check if we've had a response from your zone yet. What was that response? If there's been no response from your zone, you know, contact the other members of your zone and see if you want to get back to us and want to work together on a strategy. Anything else you want to add?
I think the only other thing that I would add is to remember the whole point of, the, one of the main points of this is that PR and FD go hand in hand, right? And a lot of people think of fellowship development as starting new meetings in China or Africa or someplace that there isn't NA anymore. But this is fellowship development. When we get together and we learn from each other and we become stronger in our service, that means that we can better serve our fellowship, we can do better PR, we can do better convention services, and better help carry the message. So keep that in your back pocket.
Awesome.
And thank you all. This was great.
Thank you very much. That concludes this workshop.